Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bedtime Book for Bump by Ruth Simmons is a pregnancy-themed picture book and keepsake created for expectant parents who want a gentle way to connect with an unborn baby before birth. Written in a lyrical rhyming style and illustrated by Annalie Bray, the book is designed to be read aloud during the third trimester when the baby is considered developmentally ready to hear voices more clearly. Its purpose is not only to entertain but also to support early bonding, emotional preparation for parenthood, and the creation of a personal family memento. Alongside the poem, the book includes space for parents to write a letter to the baby, record birth details, and preserve photos or small keepsakes in a back envelope. That combination of reading, reflection, and personalization places it at the intersection of nursery literature, pregnancy guidance, and memory book tradition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a lyrical rhyme that turns pregnancy into a shared listening experience. The central idea of Bedtime Book for Bump is that reading aloud during pregnancy can become a meaningful bonding ritual. The text is shaped as a gentle poem addressed to the baby Bump, which encourages parents to speak directly to the unborn child in a calm, repetitive way. This matters because the book is designed for the stage of pregnancy, when parental voice and routine can already serve as sources of familiarity. Rather than presenting medical advice in a clinical format, it turns the act of reading into an emotional practice that supports attachment. The result is a book that is less about story development and more about relationship building. Its structure makes it useful for any parent or partner, since the reader does not need special background knowledge to participate. In this sense, the book functions as a simple tool for establishing presence and consistency before birth, which is a distinctive feature within pregnancy literature. Secondly, expert pregnancy guidance combined with gentle emotional reassurance. One of the book's notable features is that it includes expert insights into pregnancy alongside the rhyme and illustrations. This gives the book a dual function. It can be enjoyed as a keepsake while also offering brief informational value to expectant parents. The presence of pregnancy guidance helps anchor the emotional material in a practical context, reminding readers that the third trimester is a meaningful time for interaction with the baby. Because the information is integrated into a picture book format, it is likely intended to be approachable rather than dense or technical. That makes the book suitable for readers who may want reassurance without opening a separate pregnancy manual. The balance between warmth and expertise is important because it broadens the book's appeal beyond purely sentimental gifting. It becomes not only a poetic object, but also a small educational companion that supports anticipation, preparation, and confidence in late pregnancy. Thirdly, personalization pages that preserve a pregnancy and birth memory. The personalization elements are among the clearest reasons the book stands out from ordinary nursery books. Parents can write a letter to the baby before birth, note the child's name, weight, and date of birth, and preserve keepsakes in a secure envelope at the back. These features shift the book from a one-time read-aloud title into a document of family history. That design gives it lasting value after pregnancy because it becomes tied to a specific child and a specific birth story. The personalization also encourages reflection during pregnancy, since writing to the baby invites parents to think about hopes, expectations, and the emotional transition into parenthood. This makes the book useful as a memory object as much as a reading object. In practical terms, it creates a simple archive that can be revisited later by the child, which strengthens its role as a keepsake and heirloom rather than a disposable baby gift. Fourthly, animal imagery that reinforces comfort, care, and attachment. The illustrations by Annalie Bray are an essential part of the book's appeal. They typically show parent and baby animals curled up together, which visually reinforces the themes of protection, comfort, and early attachment. This choice of imagery is effective because animal parent and child scenes are universally recognizable and immediately suggest care without needing explanation. The artwork, therefore, supports the poem's emotional purpose by making the idea of prenatal connection feel warm and nonverbal. For expectant parents, that visual softness can matter as much as the text, since pregnancy books often function as calming objects to revisit repeatedly. The illustrations also help the book remain suitable as a gift, because they give it a polished and tender appearance. In a category where many books rely on either advice or decoration alone, this title uses illustration to deepen the meaning of the reading experience and to make the physical book feel collectible. Lastly, a flexible pregnancy gift with lasting sentimental value. The book is positioned as a gift for expectant parents of all kinds, which gives it unusually broad usability within the pregnancy book category. It is repeatedly described as suitable for baby showers, Mother's Day, Father's Day, or simply as a thoughtful pregnancy present. That flexibility comes from its blended identity. It is part nursery book, part keepsake journal, and part prenatal bonding aid. Because it speaks to both the birthing parent and partners, It avoids limiting itself to one family role. The practical effect is that it can be given at multiple points in pregnancy and still feel relevant. Its strongest audience is likely readers who want a meaningful, non-generic gift that has a clear emotional purpose and a long shelf life after birth. Compared with standard baby shower books, it offers more personal participation and more lasting sentimental value, which makes it especially attractive for those looking for a present that will be remembered rather than only displayed. In conclusion, Bedtime Book for Bump is best suited to expectant parents, partners, doulas, and gift buyers who want a gentle, participatory book rather than a purely informational pregnancy guide. Its value lies in combining three functions that are often separated in similar titles: a read-aloud rhyme for prenatal bonding, light expert pregnancy context, and a built-in keepsake format with space for personal notes and mementos. That combination makes it especially useful for readers who want to mark pregnancy as a meaningful transition, not just a medical stage. It stands out in its category because it is designed to be used before birth and then retained afterward as a family record. The emotional tone is calm, inclusive, and accessible, which broadens its appeal beyond first-time parents. For anyone seeking a thoughtful pregnancy gift with lasting personal significance, this book offers more depth than a standard picture book and more warmth than a typical pregnancy handbook. If you would like to support Ruth Simons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.